A Palestinian female prisoner started a hunger strike in solidarity with Mohammed Alaan, another hunger-striking inmate who is facing imminent death. Prominent lawyer Shirin Asawi was detained by Israeli forces in a raid last March. Israeli courts have since continued to extend her detention without trial or charge. Her brother has also started an open-ended hunger strike in solidarity with Alaan. Alaan's lawyers have rejected Israel's offer to release him if he goes abroad. The prisoner lapsed into a coma on Friday and is now at immediate risk of death. He has been on hunger strike since more than 2 months ago in protest against his prolonged detention without charge or trial. Let's speak to Paul Arudi. He's with the Free Palestine Movement, and he joins us via Skype from Berkeley. May, thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Arudi. Now, cases like that of Mohammed Alaan are nothing new in Israeli prisons, where inmates are held without charge or trial. How far do you think this movement of hunger strikers is going to go as far as bringing into focus the attention of the world as far as their plight is concerned?
Well, you're doing a news story on it right now. And that's part of the purpose, is to create news stories. Of course, we expect it from Press TV. It's not quite so common in the other news networks. And nevertheless, if there is enough of this that happens, it will have an effect. And in fact, Israel has been negotiating with more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners who have declared that they would also go on a hunger strike. And apparently this has an effect because they are complying with some of the wishes of the strikers in order to avoid such a strike. Why would they do that if they don't care at all? It's because the international media will pay attention to thousands of people on strike, and maybe even to Shirin Aysawi and her brother, and to Mohammed Alaan.
Right. Now, speaking of these people and how you've said that Israel is right now in negotiations with some of these prisoners, it is obviously the fact that Israel doesn't want that bad PR should an inmate die because of his hunger strike, or should things be exacerbated to the point that they are right now. So how do you see Israel responding to this in the long run? Because it's not going to want to give that bargaining chip to the Palestinian prisoners that you go on hunger strike and we will free you.
That's correct. They will do what they can to keep it out of the news and to keep it from being an issue. But it's already an issue in Israel itself. Because the medical profession is required when someone like Mohammed Alaan goes into a coma from being on a hunger strike, and they're talking about medical intervention, and the code of ethics of the medical professionals, we can't talk about the code of ethics of Israel in general, or certainly not of the military, but the medical profession has said that they do not feel that they have the right to intervene. So it is an issue, and we have the case of a few people making this a major issue and bringing it to the attention of both the Israeli people and worldwide, and even to a certain extent in the West. So it could become unmanageable, and this is something that Palestinians can do. I mean, the Palestinian people certainly have the means, among millions of Palestinians, to make life very difficult for Israelis if they work together and if they're willing to make great sacrifices. And that's what's happening on a smaller scale right now.
All right, let's wait and see how this pans out. That's Paul Arudi with the Free Palestine Movement joining us via Skype from Berkeley. Mr. Arudi, it's always a pleasure talking to you on Press TV.